Can everyone see that? All right. Now, may I sit down? I'm really tired. Okay, plus it helps me tell my story better. Well, you know, a lot of us have rules in our lives, don't we? Sometimes we have home rules. I'm thinking of a home rule that I have in our family. The last one out of the bed makes the bed. I'm often the last one out of the bed. Mrs. Wilbanks has trained me on that fact over 32 years, and I'm kind of getting the hang of it. I know you have rules at home, like pick up the toys after you've played with them, be nice to your brothers and sisters, and eat all of your food. So sometimes those rules are good, right, Ashlyn? I'm going to tell you all about that if you just sit right there, and you can wait and see. Some of the rules are for our health and safety. Some are for classroom management, like don't talk during a test. Or a better one, how many of you have ridden in the car with mom, dad, grandpa, grandma? Okay. Isn't it odd they always drive on the same side of the road? Why is that? Because the cars are coming on the other lane against you. So to be safe, we follow that rule. Well, I'm going to tell you a story about a rule that I did not follow, and you'll understand in just a moment. A long time ago, I was a member of the Cub Scouts. Now, it's like Pathfinders. Cub Scouts are kind of part of the Boy Scouts program, but I was probably in fourth grade, I'm guessing. And we were going on our first camp out, and I was so excited because I hadn't been on a camp out with the troop. And so part of the responsibilities are what? Packing your equipment. Everyone has duties in the troop, and there were probably four troops in our group. And so we went to the location. First thing we had to do was what? First rule, set up camp. That means we put our tents up, we get our sleeping bags out. Second rule, it was late in the day, and we needed to get our fire started for supper. So somebody goes and collects wood. Somebody preps the area, gets the stones around the circle. Somebody else is responsible for lighting the match and putting the paper or whatever we had, the tinder, to start the fire. Well, we got our fire started. Oh, and on that note, I'm going to turn our fire on. Okay, fire, come on. There we go. Oh, it's warming up nicely, too. So we got our fire started. The responsibility in a Cub Scout group is your group decided what your supper meal was going to be. And basically, I'm thinking we had soup or something like that because we had a big pot and we were cooking it on our fire. One skill that I had that followed me through my life was I had a lot of wind. And so I was part of the fire starter. You want to sit right here, Ashlyn? I know. We're kind of simulating the campfire. And so I could blow really hard and fast to get the flame going, and I did a really good job that day, and we had a nice campfire burning. And the other troop had just got theirs started, and we were kind of comparing notes like, what do you guys have for supper? And I can't remember exactly what they had on the menu, but they said, we'll trade you some stuff. And we said, ooh, cool. Maybe they had crackers, and we could use crackers with their soup. So they said, Wilbanks, run over there and get it. Now, what's a rule when you're in camp and you have fires around? You're not supposed to run. I should have walked. But being excited, my first camping trip, I jumped up and ran over. Of course, being a fourth grader, my feet were probably much larger than my body, and getting one leg in front of the other was not very effective, and I tripped as I'm going over there. Well, as you fall forward, what do? You put your hands out. Well, what did I do? I put my hand out, and where did my hand land? Right in the fire. And for just a moment, I thought, wow, it doesn't hurt. And then it hurt big time. And of course, I'm in the fire, leaning in the fire, so I have to get out of the fire. So what I have to do, I have to push up And you all know what a push-up is if you're in the PE class. So the push-up just kind of made sure that a lot of these hot coals got embedded into my hand. And so as I pull it out, the tears started coming and the crying started. And all my friends gather around, and of course they're oohing and aahing my hand, which is now really kind of deformed and glowing. So the Cub Scout leader takes me down to the lake, and we put my hand in the water, and it goes shh. And then as we pull it back out, there's kind of chunks of charcoal melted into my hand. And for many years, you could see all the little scarring tissue and the coloration and stuff. But guess what? That ruined my camping trip. So the leader took me home to my mom and dad. And of course, I had to go see the doctor the next day. And of course, by that time, I had no sleep that night. I was in misery and I cried all night. I learned a valuable lesson that day about rules. They're there for a reason. We don't always understand them. And sometimes we do break them and we make mistakes. That day has always stayed with me, not as much as it used to be, but I will always remember that. So as you go through life, remember some of the rules are there for your benefit, some are there for your safety, but think before we act, okay? Thank you, and I'll let you collect the plates as you go back.